And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is our New Year's edition. This is hard to believe it's new. I can't believe that it's almost 2024.
I know. It's gone by so fast. And I tell you, we've had a lot of great gardening things happening this year, and I'm glad to have you back.
Yep, I'm the host emeritus.
That's it, I love that.
And your real host is sitting next to me here, Teresa Watkins, and of course you're in the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios.
Which that's kinda wonderful. Kinda we just want to remind everyone we're doing a taped show today because we're gone for New Year's Eve, and we'll be back live next week. And if they have any gardening questions, if they'll hold them to next week, or they can always send it to us at betterlawns.com.
Yeah, it's not that we don't love hearing from you, but today is not possible.
It is not possible. We appreciate Lizzie coming in and helping us do a tape show so that we can all have the weekend off.
Well, thank you guys for inviting me. I appreciate that.
We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, that's right. Right?
Can I wish our listeners Happy New Year's? Because we literally have the best listeners ever. So Happy New Year's. Better Lawns and Gardens listeners.
Thank you so much.
A lot of great
Lizzie.
Gardeners out there, yeah. I'll tell you. Now, we're going to be talking now about great gardening advances in 2023.
We have had a lot this year.
Yeah, and I think one of them here, I have the sheet from the University of Florida here, is the new citrus varieties that they're describing as tolerant to the greening disease.
That is
this
a
is
big,
devastating.
It has been devastating, and it is a good progress that we are now seeing some that are they're surviving.
Yeah, it took out all of my trees.
Every tree I see today, it needs to be taken out. It's just not producing. The fruit is hard. It's just not. It doesn't look good.
Not tasty or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, we've got several varieties here. One's called Sugar Bell. I have not tasted any of these.
I have not tasted Sugar Bell, and I will tell you, I haven't seen it in the stores. But people should start looking for it and asking for it.
Yeah.
That's the important part. If they know you want it, they'll bring it in.
It has a rich flavor, delicious mandarin, first harvest in November to late December. Sounds pretty good. They describe all these as tolerant, and they have OLL4, a juicy sweet orange with excellent color and flavor, and that's harvested mid-February.
So you can have citrus like all winter, yeah.
Yeah.
And so tolerant, look, talk to me about what tolerant is. I mean, does it get still the yellowing? Does it not look good? What happens?
It means it could still get it under certain conditions, probably, if you aren't keeping your fertility up, if you aren't keeping your water up. Citrus is one fruit that we really have to fertilize. You probably have to fertilize all the fruits pretty well, but citrus would be one. So something that's tolerant says it can live with it, but if it doesn't have the good growing conditions need, it's probably be more susceptible.
It'll decline, yeah.
Here's one more they have out. They have three of them. Marathon Mandarin matures early, attractive, peels easily, seedless, and it says not messy, has great flavor. So there's three of them.
There's three that are new.
That are new. These are all tolerant. And there's a number of nurseries where you can get them. If you want to get this information, go up and just put greening tolerant citrus IFAS, and all the information pops up to you.
We'll pop right up, and I'll probably post it in the shows with the podcast. I'll post that.
Yeah, it has all the nurseries. There's some in Quincy, Crawfordville, Perry, Florida, Wildwood, Frostproof, Winter Haven.
They're also saying, too, that the lemons and limes are really pretty tolerant of it as well.
I have a lemon that's lived through it.
Right.
And so it's in a container, and it's producing lemons. And so I'm happy with that, that's for sure.
You know, we used to think, growing up in Winter Haven and seeing all, you could just go from North Florida down to Miami and smell the citrus blossoms.
I love that.
How long or how old would citrus get back then?
You know, 52, they say citrus would grow 100 years, but the ones that were here at that time were probably between 50 and 80 years old.
Yeah, that's a huge
that's
tree.
An old tree.
That's an old tree. That's an oak tree, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, but now with the citrus greening.
25.
You think 25? I think that's given it a lot of.
That might be giving it some extra time.
Yeah. And so it's just a tree that's just going to need to be replaced.
Yeah, that's hard to believe,
that it's like that.
When I first came here, there was citrus on every corner.
Yes.
You could just go pick a citrus anywhere, just about. And then it all started to fade away.
Yeah, just one little thing. But we've had the citrus greening before. It's not something that's just, this is the first time. But they've got reports and articles like where it's happened in Australia and China. And so we know that it We do come out of these. It's kind of like a decade.
We had citrus canker.
Exactly.
Yeah, that wasn't as bad, though.
No.
Yeah, but this one here is bad. It's got a vector and everything associated with
it. It's really tough because we did have a lot of citrus, so it spread very easily. And then with the hurricanes and the winds that we get with the tropical storms, it spreads easily.
And just having the vector, you have the psyllid that moves it around.
Right.
And I've seen those on my trees.
Right. Yeah. Well, the good news is, though, we do have citrus greening tolerant varieties now. And everybody should be asking for those.
Yep. Those are the ones to get.
Excellent. I will tell you another new trend this year that, you know, the University of Florida is saying is that people, gardeners, homeowners, should get their soil tested every year. We weren't always told that.
No, mainly we were concerned about pH more than anything else. And
right.
Extension centers would do that. Some of them would do it for free. Now they charge you.
Right.
And I see Orange County starting to do it again.
Right. And so, but it's important to get it tested for the nutrients in the soil.
Yep.
Because we really don't need to be fertilizing as much as what we think we do. It seems like there's plenty of nitrogen in the soil.
Well, phosphorus is the major one.
Yeah, phosphorus too. And so they're recommending that you get a soil test every year. And the University of Florida came out this year in a partnership with Agritech Corporation. And they have a soil test kit that you can order online, go to the extension office and get. It's $29.95. And you literally receive the results within 5 days.
Really?
And it just, you send it away, and you get notice that they've got it, and they send it to you by email, the results.
And they're doing minor nutrients, too, now.
They're doing minor nutrients now, too. And they will tell you exactly what you need to fertilize. And how much will that save people? You know, hundreds of dollars a year.
You know, I figure a lot of it's going to be confusing to people, so it's going to be more important to people that are consultants and garden centers.
Well, the results, this new test has it explained very simply.
Good. I've not seen that.
I'll send you the report.
Okay.
And it's very down to layman's terms. This is what you need to fertilize with. This is how many times a year. And this is how much you use. And that's it.
Can't beat that.
No. Yeah. And exactly. So you can get the soil test. Like I said, you can get it online at Amazon. You can get it online from the company Agritech. And then also your extension office. And you should do it before you fertilize.
What are they doing about the nitrogen in that test?
In the test, they're telling you how much nitrogen to put down or if you even need to do it.
Okay.
Okay. And so I just had one that the acidity level, the pH, was 4.1.
Wow. Really low. Can't even grow weeds in that pH.
Exactly. And this is in a scrub, paisley scrub.
Yeah.
And so they were just recommending, just very simple. They recommended him and
dolomitic lime.
Yes. Dolomitic lime to it. And that's it. So
yeah, I've had some clients in some areas where I'd go in and test it. I still have my little hand testing kit, and it'd be down in the fours, and things were yellow, and everybody's wondering, you know, why is it yellow? Well, it's very simple. The pH is too low.
The pH is too low, and it prevents the plant from absorbing nutrients.
And it'll take you a year to get it back up.
Yeah, and then it's not constant. You're going to have to do it forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to revert back to what it wants to be.
Capacity of the soil.
And so that's important. So before anyone should fertilize, they need to get a soil test. And this is going to be a great opportunity for landscaping companies that they provide soil tests for their clients.
Yep.
And then that way they know exactly what to fertilize.
So are they saying once a year?
Once a year.
Once a year. Good.
Yeah, very interesting. And so that's important. And then the other thing this year is that, I'm seeing more opportunities for people to plant what they want in smaller areas. And so the containers, people are going more towards containers.
That's on my list too.
And finding that's, you know, better for them. They can grow plants. But I want to caution is that people need to know when to take them out of the containers.
You know, the question I get there is what do I do with the soil?
Yes. And you know what Gary Bachman says? Reuse it. He says reuse it. He never changes his soil. He always adds to it because it gets depleted.
Yeah, yeah.
But he never changes it out. And I was really shocked by that.
Yeah. Now, where does he live?
He lives in Mississippi.
Well, his conditions are very similar to
us
there.
And but he uses earth boxes.
Okay.
And so he never changes it out. And so, and when he comes back in February, we're going to have a really long talk about that.
Yeah. I'm thinking some of the things people raise in those containers, you're going to end up with root rot problems and all different kind of things.
I also think, too, the tree gets too big at the bottom of the root base and you can't take it out of the container.
Yeah.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins with Mr. Tom McCubbin. It's our Happy New Year show. We'll be right back. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.